Welcome to the big call, everyone, tonight. Welcome, everyone, as I usually say, to the big call. I was thinking what day it was. It is Tuesday, February 11th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for coming in, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to have a really good and a little faster call tonight, but we're going to get a lot of information out to you, and I look forward to doing this. That we're in pre-celebration mode, guys, pre-celebration. And, yeah, that's really what we're saying. So we're in good shape, and I want to pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what will be a wonderful teaching that we can have for ourselves and comment on. Lord God, we thank you for everything that you've done and bring the healing to us, to Bob, to me, to Sue, everyone that needs it. Thank you for that. And thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to provide for us. And thank you that the blessing is literally at hand. Thank you for it so much in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, great time. Great time. We look forward to this teaching. And Bob and I are champing at the bit, as they say, to comment on it.
So the person that you say, Bob, myself, and Sue.
And, well, you know, I don't know that everybody did hear that you fell and had a little boo-boo on your hip, right?
Okay.
If they didn't, they know now. No, I think they did Thursday, right? Yeah. And so, yes, we thank you for your healing as well, Sue, that you...
Oh, that's so good. Well, I think this is a teaching that is dedicated to all of us. And listen to my segment because it's going to be extraordinary. And this is about the walk you've been walking with us through in the past 13 years. Live a well-spent life. The scripture talks about living well-spent lives, excellent lives. When we go to bed at night, we should ask ourselves, did I live a well-spent day? Did I take steps towards my goals? Was I a blessing to someone else? Did I invest my time or waste my time? I read that the average person spends over 80 hours a year looking for things they misplaced. Car keys, cell phones, glasses, receipts, and children. Somebody said that the reason God gives babies to young people is because older people would forget where they left them. Do yourself a favor. Save yourself 80 hours a year and get organized. Redeem that time. I know too many people who are incredibly talented and have great potential, but they're not disciplined when it comes to how they spend their time. Again, should be invest their time. They have good intentions, but they're easily distracted and end up off course. There are thousands of good things you can give your time to each day. You have to be disciplined to stay focused on what's best for you. If not, you'll end up chasing the latest trend, trying to keep up with your friends. I'm adding this. Self-abandoning, distracted, or entangled in things that are not part of your destiny. I heard about a man who was walking through the airport on the way to his departure gate. He saw a sign on the terminal wall that said, "Know your future, 25 cents." He was intrigued by it, so he walked over and put a quarter in the slot. The computer read out, said, "Your name is John Smith. You're at the 220 flight to Boston." He couldn't believe it. He thought, how does this thing know my name? How does it know my flight? A friend was walking by, so he called him over and said, "Look at this." He put in another quarter. It did it again. "Your name is John Smith. You're on the 220 flight to Boston." His friend looked puzzled, shrugged his shoulders, and went on. The man reached in his pocket to get another quarter out and try it again, but he didn't have any more coins. He had to walk way back to the newsstand to get change. There was a long line, and he waited and waited. He finally got a quarter, came back, and put it in the slot. It said, "Your name is John Smith. You just missed
your flight to Boston."
To Boston. Stay focused. And of course, they don't explain the rest of it. It's easy to get sidetracked by things that pull you off course. And when you finally look up, the day is gone, or the year is gone, or 20 years are gone. Nothing will be sadder than to come to the end of life and think, why did I waste so many days? Why didn't I live focused and enjoy? Make this decision with me that you're going to redeem the time. We have a responsibility. God has entrusted you with his life. He breathed his breath into you. He put gifts and talents inside. You have seeds of greatness. You're not just on planet Earth taking up space. You're a person of destiny. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Yeah, I saw where that one was going early on. So that's like reminds me of people that go in and they're a little early for their flight. So instead of going to the gate, they go to the bar. And they go into this bar in this restaurant, and then they have a couple of pops, and they're drinking and talking with their guys. And then all of a sudden, they look down, oh no, I missed my flight, you know. They didn't make it to the gate, just like this guy didn't make it to the gate. And I thought, you know, of all the things to do on the way to your gate, I wouldn't stop off into a bar and have a cold beer, as it were. No. So, yeah, I think we hear about God redeeming the time, Sue. If we've messed up or we've got, you know, something that happened and we lost out on something, and then, you know, we ask God to redeem the time, and he will. Because remember, time is something that we live in, some kind of a timeline, most of us a linear-type timeline, and God is out of time, and meaning he's outside of time. But we, you know, we use time, and I'm glad we do, but you know what? We're going to be able to redeem the time, and God will allow us to redeem the time through the med bed. So I'm very excited about that. We actually get to go back to the future, so to speak, and redeem the time and do everything all over like we're 28 years old again, even though we'll still be our own biological or chronological age, but biologically we'll be much younger and be able to live much longer. So I'm excited about that form of time redemption. But what's interesting is I started thinking about this, I think it was last night. So do you realize the Big Call is in its 14th year? 13 years wrapped up at the end of last year on the 28th of December. So we're already in 2025, the 14th year of the Big Call. I started thinking when Bob was talking about, you know, about boomers being in its 15th year. I thought, wait a minute. They're about a year older than the Big Call is. So then I started realizing, wait a minute, we're in year 14 of the Big Call, and that's kind of interesting. So we're excited about where everything's going, and I think that was a great teaching, Sue, to keep us mindful that we're here with our gifts, with talents, we're here for a reason, we're here to take advantage of what God has given us, and that's what we're going to do. Those of us who have been chosen to be part of this, you know, this financial wherewithal, if that's a word, you know, it's going to be tremendous, and I think we're going to take advantage of it. I plan to take full advantage of this, and not for just me or family, but for all of us and for the people we don't even know and we'll never meet. It's exciting. It really is. Bob, what do you think about this teaching tonight, and what did it say to you?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. It's really great just to be able to relax and listen to one of your teachings, because it just, it for me personally, it gives me time to stop, time to slow down, and reflect on whatever it is that the teaching's bringing forward. And, you know, days can get really busy, and on days when, you know, that go into the nights like they do here, there can be a lot swirling around in your head, and the teaching's a good time to kind of demarcates the day. It's like time to stop thinking about all the busy things and pause and look back and say, it was this a day well spent? And, you know, if it was, great. But then it also said, okay, well, for me personally, what kind of things would need to be considered? And the first thing that came to mind was something from Brendan Burchard, who has this really great planning book. And the first thing that he wants you to do every day is write down the name of a person who needs you to be on your A game today. And sometimes it could be the same person over and over again, or, you know, 5 days out of the seven in the week, because they're somebody that you're primarily caring for, or someone that needs your help right that week or that month the most. But it's good to keep reminding yourself, because if you're helping the same person day after day, it could get to the point where you lose your edge a little bit and you're not actually on your A game by day three or four. So this workbook really helps you to reestablish that each day. And then I started thinking from there, well, you know, if this was a day well spent, how did I treat myself today? How was my posture throughout the day? Did I allow myself to feel dragged down or depressed and my shoulders slumped? Or was I able to maintain a positive outlook with great posture that goes with it the whole day? And did I make sure that there wasn't a lot of clutter around me that would, you know, make my mind distracted? And how was my hygiene? Did I take care of myself? Did I make sure I did the whole routine for really taking care of myself well? And did I exercise? And what kind of food did I eat? And what kind of words did I use with all the people I came in contact with? Were they kind words? And did I do something that progressed a project or something else towards the greater good, a philanthropic project, for example? And so that's what I really like, Sue, about your teachings, because it does that type of thing for me, where it's like, okay, so let's really sit up, listen, reflect, and, you know, reevaluate and see where we stand here on Tuesday night at, you know, 9:15. And I believe, for me personally, that this type of reflection on Tuesday makes my life better on Wednesday. So thank you very much.
Really good, Bob.
So beautiful,
great way,
Bob,
to look at it. Sue, what about you? Beautiful. How did you take this teaching, and what did it help you with in terms of alignment?
Well, I like what happens within me from a creative synthesis point of view when I listen to both of you. And what it did for me, I'm going to take both of your comments. When your eye is single, your whole body will be filled with light. And I think the teachings are an opportunity for two things. I'm keying off what both of you said. to self-reflect and to sort of take stock and do sort of a self-awareness check. And then number two, to make a choice. To make a choice to invest in how you're going to up-level, how you're going to go up, which is, you know, to hear that Brendon Burchard, know him, love him, can't believe how much we share. He's a great, I don't know, what would we call him? Just a personal development coach, a titan. And I like that Bob noticed that who are you going to be on your A game for? And to me, something I'd like to bring out, there's doing what you have to do in the world, but what if you made your A game about not taking love for granted? To me, that's like, that is so, so huge. I find myself recently, and I'll be really short, thinking about like how I got this kind of super passionate inquiry into life. And it was because my mom died when I was 21 of cancer. And I said, this just, she was like in 45 and a half. I just said, this is not right. And I think it taught me that you never know when that love will leave your life. And so to me, putting in your A game should be about who are your A game people, and that should be everyone, but like, who do you want to consistently show up as Christ's love for? And how do you want to come and grow and go up in Christ's love, which is what you were saying, Bruce, and what Bob was saying. But I mean, I'm talking about not being casual, because that's where we are. Sure, we're in celebration, but this is not going to be a casual time. This is going to be, you've got to have your A game on. You've got to. The world is counting on us. That doesn't mean putting pressure on yourself. It just means suiting up, making a commitment, being in the joy of that commitment. Everything comes alive in that commitment. Your supernatural self comes alive in that commitment. And being that kind of excellence and making sure you're checking in with yourself, you're questioning reality. A lot of stuff is going to require a lot of unlearning. The way you see yourself, the way you see other people, that is going to be learning and deepening your A game as love. So that's how I saw it.
Thank you. That's good, too. I like that summary. That was great. Very good. Well, let's do this. That was a great teaching. Thank you for it, Sue. And your comments, Bob, thank you. Let's go ahead and see if we have any prayer requests or any praise reports that have come in, Sue.
Well, we're missing one. I might as well leave with this from Pastor Scott. And we have a few. Okay. I'm just checking my time here because I'm going to get real thorough on this game. Here we go. This person is saying that his father is sick. He's been in the hospital for 34 days. Has had 4 surgeries. He's getting in hyperbaric chamber every day. No cancer. God is great. And he needs a complete miracle. This is from Monda. Monda, I love you, Bruce. We need a med bed now. Thank you, and God bless you. So,
don't I know it?
He has tubes running out the back and straightened. So, Monda and everyone, let's get together and pray for Monda's dad.
Yep.
And we're going to pray that Monda, her dad, the whole family, and everyone on the big call are surrounding her father with the knowing that he just has to get through this transition, and that Christ is creating this beautiful pathway so that he can get into the med beds as a dire need patient. And Manda, if you can see that happening and realize that you're living in a time when that is a possibility, where the miracle of complete restoration has occurred, and everything that needs to support your father going up into health and happiness, into total healing, is also happening, and we see him being completely restored, you being completely feeling this relief and love of your father, and you get to spend hundreds of years perhaps with him, completely fulfilled and happy. Never before in the history of the planet, on a mass scale, will that be happening. In Jesus' name, we see it done. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Yes, Manda. Let's do a prayer for, hold on, another one. Doing a prayer for coming from Dennis. Supernatural protection over President Donald Trump and his guidance over the USA. May we soon be blessed with monetary and spiritual blessings. Thank you, Bruce, for your leadership and ministry. To God be the glory. So we're going to lift Donald Trump, and we're going to lift all of us that are serving with Donald Trump, and that means everybody that's listening to this call, to supernatural wisdom, leadership, glory, and the ability to effect the restoration of this entire planet and every living aspect of the planet to its highest, most supernatural, healed, and blessed state. Thank you for that, Dennis. And we surround it in the light of Christ and say, Amen, it is done. And now we're going to do a prayer for a friend of the big call, Brian.
Brian.
And Brian, come out wherever you are.
Yeah, really.
That's for you, okay? Yeah. And
Ollie, income so free, Brian. Ollie, income free.
Yeah. Trying to get out of the golf course, Brian. Time to do fun things, Brian.
Yep.
So we're seeing that Brian is being surrounded with everyone on the big call, everyone in the pod, all of his family, all of the highest and best memories of joy, of fulfillment, of deep and exalted living, so that he's just so excited to come back, get out, do what he has to do, and he's going to be living in a state of exaltation like he can't even imagine. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Amen. And let's see, one more, which is Jeannie.
Jeannie.
Okay. Watching time, Bruce, you're in trouble now. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we're playing a game, everybody. Okay, here we go. 3 days until Valentine's Day, 2/14/25. Yeah. 22 days until Ash Wednesday.
Ash.
3/5/25. 26 days until Daylight Savings Time. Begins on Sunday, March 9th. On this day, clocks move forward 1 hour at 2 a.m., causing most people to lose an hour's sleep. I don't think I've mastered that yet. Still, I always have to think about it. Hey, just ring, I swear.
I'll help you, Sue. I'll help you.
Not in working memory, okay? 60 days, I can see Bob smiling. Try to tell me you're not smiling. 60 days until Passover. All these supernatural gifts are, you know what? Passover in 2025 begins on the evening of Saturday, April 12th. 68 days until Easter, 4/2025. Get out your guitar day, Tuesday, 2/11/25. Oh, that's cool, Bruce.
Okay.
Tune your guitar. I like the way you do that. Tune your guitar and grab your favorite pick. We're going to rock the world of music. Hug Day, Wednesday, 2/12/25. I'm a big hugger. Share warmth, and so are you, Eileen. I wonder if you're listening. Share warmth and love by hugging a loved one or a stranger today. Of course, boy, that would be a big
start. Got to be careful on the stranger. Yeah, I know. Don't over-hug or assume too much with a hug. Yeah.
Danger. Heavenly Father. Today and every day, we thank you and appreciate all the blessings in our lives. Help us to cultivate an attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving, recognizing the good in every day. Thank you for all the leaders and listeners on the Big Call. We pray and thank God for everyone's healing, Pastor Scott, Bruce, Bob, and anyone else on the Big Call, with health issues, med beds for everyone, R&R, and RV blessing. We pray for our leaders in our country. May they find all the fraud, abuse, and corruption of American taxpayers' money so we may help the needy people who are living in poverty due to hurricanes, fires, tornadoes, and the homeless. We pray this through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone have a safe and blessed week.
Thank you, Jeannie. That was really good. Yes, tune your guitar and play today. That would have been nice to have known about. But it's never too late.
Yeah.
You still do it. Okay. Sue, I'll tell you what let's do. Thank you for that prayer time. And let's go ahead right into your segment. And I know you're watching the clock because we are going to try to get the call done in a reasonable time. And so let us know what's on the agenda for you. What can we look forward to?
Watching the clock like a referee.
Okay.
Boy, well, this is going to be, get ready, everybody. This is going to be a very unusual one of my segments, but probably one of the most powerful. And why is that? Because I'm going to have you see something that I don't think you've ever seen before. I don't think you've thought about this. I don't think you've experienced it. And I'm going to take you into anchoring your future and what that means to the future of the planet. So we're going to go on a little journey. And it might be helpful if you just shut your eyes and just put your hand on your heart. And I want you to imagine that you've been traveling day by day by day by day, being guided by the Holy Spirit, by Christ, and by all those on this earth and around this earth who are supporting the healing of our planet. And you may have been doing it. Bruce and I have known each other for 10 years as of February 8th. So we've been long-distance runners, like a lot of us have, navigating the ups and downs, navigating everything we've been through. And now, as you look at yourself going through your past experience with the RV, I want you to realize that you're reaching this gateway. You're literally reaching a gateway. And because you most likely are very involved in your day-to-day and all your things to do, you haven't realized what the gateway actually is. So I'm going to take you there. Are you ready to cross over? Here's what you're about to be. You're about to move across a portal. A portal of transformation. And you are about to be a millionaire, a billionaire, trillionaire. Just let that sink in. And realize that everyone around you is also going to have all the financial abundance they could ever want. Try to imagine that. Try to step into that. And now I want you to realize that you, if you choose, could be getting into a med bed. And you could be coming out in perfect health at your ideal age with abilities and skills. Please write this down. To cure attachment, like the ability to love as if you had the ultimate love in your family. Request that in the med bed. Try to imagine what a world with more and more people learning to love or being, preferentially, being love. Feel yourself in your beautiful new body, being able to do what you want to do, feel free, feel inspired, and be out of the nightmare of scarcity, of lack of love, as infinitely abundant. And here's the new part. Infinite memory of your true creative abilities on a par, multidimensionally on a par with creatorship. Being able to walk into a room with people that are going to create with you, not in competition. In collaboration, not in fear, control, or hierarchy, but in love. Try to imagine, with the new technologies coming out, what it's going to be like to be looking from your eyes and seeing all the oceans sparkling, knowing people are doing what they love, knowing that you're discovering how to do and refine what you love, and noticing for the first time in your life, you can go into your heart and say, how can I help you to sing with the glory of God so this can be shared and grown, and there will be no impediments? There will be, of course, but it won't. You're in a totally new system. You're creating the system. No matter what you're seeing outside as it transitions, that's who you actually are. This didn't happen 2,000 years ago. It's happening now. Why? Because it's the fulfillment of bringing the kingdom of God. And you're carrying that. So if you want to anchor that, if you want to get out and be able to unclutter and hold that vision, just like Bob said, you know, you've got all these ideas, these thoughts, there's going to be a lot of movement outside of you. The number one thing you can do is ground and anchor yourself in Christ and in your capacity to embody that vision, your vision. I gave you the overall vision, but you have your own vision. We created. So that's my gift. That's the gift. Just process that. Really take that in. Because that's the truth. And then there's going to be your version of how you want to live it and what you're going to go through. But that's the big, big truth. We created two things to help you navigate so you have that kind of clarity. And that's the MedBed 100 program, which is going to show you how to select what you need, just basically how to get your head around what this experience is going to be like, 65 different characteristics you can add, how to interview for it, and then just to listen to people. If you're not familiar with the capacity of the MedBeds, that program was developed for you. To see that as like a crystalline, like one crystal. That's the key word, Bruce. One crystal, really bright in your mind to keep you focused so your eye is single. And the second one, we're only going to offer two, is the Quantum Leader Future Founder. And that's a program that this one beautiful grandmother said she's giving it to all of her seven kids or grandchildren and her children. Or she said it was so unbelievable. And everybody said it was unbelievable. Here's what that class will do. It's going to take all that noise. Your nervous system is going to be noticing a lot is changing. Your family's going to be changing. People are going to be talking about it. It could be potentially overstimulating, which is why I bet you're feeling comfortable right now, because you're not taking in. Your nervous system is getting calmed and focused. That's what quantum leadership is about. That program has two meditations and a wonderful class and a wonderful handout that's going to show you how to triple your boundaries as a personality, as a biology. It's all the science so that you'll learn how not to get overloaded, how you'll learn how to structure your day so that you don't take on too much information. And trust me, you've got to get good at this, because if you're taking in too much, it's going to overload your nervous system. All of us are very similar. We're spiritual, we're aware, we're sensitive, we're dialed in, and we're going to feel this change. And you need to slow down. You need to focus on yourself in Christ. I mean, really, like never before. And ground yourself. So we have those two programs. They're both $100. You're about to be a trillionaire and you're about to lead in a new world, in a world that's going to be recreating, really recreating. So if you need to anchor into something, please send us an email. It's in Christ, but we give you structures so your nervous system can feel radiant, strong, and aware. Please send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. That's spelled integratedminds@hushmail.com. And just put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal or not, and we get back to you. Unless we had one person recently that just, I don't know what was going on with not receiving emails and stuff, but we get back to you very quickly. So I'm leaving you with this. Go to sleep tonight in the truth of that Kingdom of God version of yourself. Align with that. And realize to ground into that and into the truth of who you're going to be, and to bring yourself up into that space so you can start living it even before the 1 week, 2 week, whatever timeline for the med bed. It's going to help you to feel much more strong, more solid in your new identity, and most of all, in love with Christ and in love with what you're about to do. So that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. And I'll touch on those in my intel segment as well. That is well said and well put, and I enjoyed the gift that you gave us tonight. So thank you, Sue.
You're welcome, Bruce.
Bob, you're in full recovery mode, and we've got a couple of sales going now we talked about on last Thursday. So tell us what else we've got, and you know we're looking forward to hearing any new testimonials that you might have as well.
Sure, Bruce. Thank you very much. And in fact, we have something new we added to our sales today.
All right.
Which is our resveratrol product.
Uh-huh.
And we're selling it right now for 50% off. And it's something that a lot of people use. Resveratrol has been known for a few decades as a really, really great product for people. It helps reduce inflammation. But the main thing that we got, the reason that we went to the effort to get it so we could get it to people, is when you mix resveratrol, which is a chemical compound that's in grapes and other things, and they found that it's very, very healthy for you. And when you mix it together with another compound called quercetin, which a lot of people heard about starting in around 2020, when people were taking quercetin when they got COVID. And they took quercetin and it helped tremendously. Well, it turns out when you put quercetin together with resveratrol, kind of like, Bruce, when you use vitamin C with collagen, it works a lot better.
Yep.
The same is true with quercetin and resveratrol, because when you mix the two together, it creates an effect that gets into every cell of your body. And if that cell is a very old cell that is supposed to have died off a while ago and gotten out of the way in order for a brand new cell to take its place, the resveratrol and quercetin activates that cell to go through this programmed cell death, and it gets washed out of your body, and a brand new cell will take its place. And there are a lot of scientists, anti-aging scientists, that believe that these old cells that won't get out of the way are one of the main reasons why people die, because they produce a lot of inflammation, and one cell that's very old that won't die produces enough inflammation to affect a whole region around it. So it damages the surrounding cells. And so the scientists are looking for ways to come up with, to create a pharmaceutical drug that will kill off those old dying cells. But we know already from research from the Life Extension Foundation that when you mix quercetin and resveratrol together, it does the job. And most people, if you go to the health food store and you want to get resveratrol, you can get it, but you'll have a hard time shopping around to try to find one that has quercetin in with it. And maybe if you bought some quercetin separately, you could mix them together, take both pills. But our resveratrol comes with the quercetin. And the main reason we have resveratrol is for this purpose of killing off those old cells. Okay. That's why we have it. And so that's on sale right now, 50% off.
Can't beat that.
Along with our heirloom barley is now 50% off as well. And in addition, we have a couple of combos where we have our hair and joint and nails combo is on sale. And that includes collagen, and it includes a jar of our heirloom barley, a full-size jar, and it also has vitamin C in with it.
Right.
And so that's that sale also, but there's also one that is called the Dynamic Intro. And this is on sale 25% off as well as that one I just mentioned. And a Dynamic Intro is a full canister of our Boomer Boost, and it is a half-size jar of our heirloom barley, because that is how people get started. So that's why we call it an intro. Because when you start with the barley, you have to start very slow because it's so strong. And so you get this half canister that lasts you for a month. And so it saves you money on that first month to get that half canister. Well, now, even with that savings, you can take another 25% off, and you're going to get free shipping. And you're going to get a blender bottle with that combo. So that's really great. If people have been thinking about getting started, that's really great. And also, I want to let people know, Bruce, in regard to our products, we today started with a brand new batch of Boomer Boost. Started shipping it today. And Boomer Boost is now a little bit different, and it's a lot better. Right, so we are always trying to work to make Boomer Boost taste better. And it's an ongoing battle because there's 68 ingredients in it, and it's hard to mask the taste of these ingredients. Really hard to do. It took us a whole year when we first created Boomer Boost to get it so that it was right. And now we have a batch that's the best one that we've ever made with the best taste.
Like that.
And we started shipping it today. So if anybody has stopped taking their Boomer Boost because they didn't like the taste of the previous batch, you're going to absolutely love this new stuff. And if you're starting anew with taking barley again, and you're somebody who's been, you know, 2-3 months, sometimes people have stopped for a year taking our product, but if you want to get started again, this is the perfect time to do it, because you get this intro that's already discounted and additional 25% off, plus the blender bottle to get you going again, and like that. Okay, so that's what we have going on with those sales.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I wanted to tell you this, Bruce, we do have some testimonials that came in
just since
the last time. And this is a young lady who starts her testimonial with unfortunately. And she says, unfortunately, I was recently diagnosed with cancer.
Mm-mm.
I got the Boomer Boost and barley, and it immediately gives me energy. And then I added the ashwagandha to it, and I have more peace, and my outlook is greatly improved. This is a thing, Bruce, where if people who are listening, if you know somebody who has cancer and is going through cancer treatment, or it's you, you absolutely should get in touch with us. I can tell you this, our Gladiator Barley product was specifically created way back when, 15 years ago, for helping people that were going through cancer treatments that were losing weight, particularly muscle weight, and were going to not do well as a result. And that happens to people going through treatments. They start to get weak. They get sick to their stomach. They can't eat. They lose muscle weight. They get dangerously thin, and the doctors will stop giving them cancer treatment because they have to, in hopes that the person can recover enough to get more later, right? But when you use our Gladiator Barley product, that doesn't happen. People stay very strong. They can even gain weight when they're going through treatment, and they can stay strong enough to get the strongest treatment with very few side effects, and they can take it for a long enough period of time to knock out all the cancer. Whether you're using alternative treatments or you're using Western medicine treatments, they tend to have side effects. Some of the best alternative treatments also have side effects, and this Gladiator Barley helps tremendously, and I'm so happy that this lady who sent us her picture and her testimonial is taking it along with the Boomer Boost.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Wow. That's great, Bob. I really think it's important. People that know people, their parents, their grandparents, whether it's an uncle, aunt, or brother, sister, or it's you that's going through this cancer, it's a great idea to take the Boomer Boost and barley as a combination to give you the strength, the vitamins, the minerals, everything that's in the Boomer Boost and the barley to strengthen your immune system and to give you, like Bob said, the muscle tone so that you're not losing muscle weight, that you can maintain your muscle, and that's really what takes you down, is the loss of that muscle. So these treatments tend to knock that down. This is a way for you to build it back up. Right, Bob?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Bruce, the last part that I want to say is like this. So there might be some new people listening tonight, or even others that have listened a lot. You know, I'm the person that founded Boomers Forever Young Nutrition Company with Larry Dodlin, my business partner. And I am now, I'm going to be 69 years old on my next birthday in August. So I'm 68 and a half, right? And I started studying about nutrition when I was 17. And the reason that I did is I was an athlete, and I was being scouted by professional baseball scouts. And I was in a car accident when I was 17 years old and had casts on both of my legs, one for 6 months and the other one for 9 months. And I lost a tremendous amount of strength. and weight, and I had to walk with crutches for a long time after I got out of the wheelchair that I was in for many months, for 6 months.
Right.
And so I wanted to regain my strength so I could get back to playing baseball and basketball again. And so I started studying, you know, all different types of things about protein and nutrition and vitamins so that I could recover faster. And it turned out that it was interesting to me. And so when I went off to college a year later, you know, my major was education and health science and psychology, and I got to take classes in nutrition way back in the early 1970s. And I just kept learning along my whole life. And then I got really lucky when I got to be about 27. I went back to school, got my master's degree, and became an administrator in health facilities, particularly health facilities for people who were elderly, and started working with registered dietitians and medical doctors, doing everything we could to keep the very old, very frail people healthy. And then I got introduced to some really high-level nutritionists who had PhDs and were at the pinnacle of the best careers in the field of nutrition. Consultants to major medical centers, inventors with patents, et cetera, et cetera. And I got a chance to meet them. I got a chance to become friends with them. I got a chance to learn from them. I got a chance to do research with them. And later, went back to school and became a certified holistic nutritionist myself. And what I always, there was one thing I was good at, Bruce, was combining things together. So I didn't invent any of the products that Boomers Forever Young has on our website. But what I did was I picked certain products from certain inventors and geniuses, and I said, wow, what would happen if I gave people that one plus that one? Because we know that one is amazing, and we know that one's amazing. What would happen if we put the two of them together and maybe added a couple of other things? And so I started doing that back when I was still, you know, working as an administrator in health facilities, and continued on when I started Boomers Forever Young 14 years ago. And what you see when you go to our website is this curated collection of products that are put together in total health systems and combo packs and individual products that you can get that address all the main issues of people's health and all the main issues of aging. So every aspect of human aging, there is a way to slow that down, whether it's inflammation, whether it's the old cells we were talking about before, whether it's poor circulation, poor digestion, poor absorption. All those things can be addressed nowadays. And it hasn't been that long, Bruce, that we could. Think about this. Vitamins were first discovered and synthesized in the 1920s, right? Prior to that, nobody even knew what a vitamin was.
Right.
And so nowadays, not only we know what vitamins are, but we know what thousands upon thousands of other compounds are that were not known of at that time. And we now know how to put them together in combinations that have a profound effect on the human body, on the biology of our systems. And so what I did as the founder of Boomers Forever Young was I said, okay, what would happen if there was one company that could put stuff together in combo packs where it would be the greatest nutrition in the whole world, where it would elevate people's nutritional level beyond anything that we've ever seen before. And that was the goal at the beginning of the creation of the company. And that's what we have now. And so when people, you know, listen to the big call, and they hear a story about a person that this happened to, and they hear a testimonial, or they hear, hey, we're putting this on sale. It's the reason you're hearing those testimonials is because of what I just described. Those testimonials don't just happen when someone takes vitamin C. It happens when they consume the 4,000-plus bioactive compounds that are in that dynamic combo that the lady with cancer was talking about. She's taking Boomer Boost and barley. There's over 4,000 different things in that combo. And so that's why you hear these testimonials, and a lot of them, you know, sound too good to be true. But they're not. They're absolutely true, and it's been going on now for 14 years. Bruce, we've been selling the combination of Boomer Boost and barley for 14 years, and over 20,000 people have taken advantage of this.
Okay? Amen. Yep.
And so that's what I wanted to say for tonight, and wanted to let you know that it's 3 minutes after 10.
Excellent, Bob. Thank you so much. Well, I think Bob did a beautiful job of giving us that retrospective on Boomers and how it came to be and why it came to be. And I just love the fact that we have such strong products with Boomer Boost and barley, and I can't wait to try the new Boomer Boost when it comes in for me when I order that, as I still have one canister to go. But it's going to be really, really good to try the new one and see if there's a taste difference that I note. I think there might be. It sounds like there is. And it's just amazing. You know, I just love the fact that Bob has this incredible ability to explain the nutritional aspects of these products and the science behind it. And, you know, I'm still trying to learn the difference between valent and covalent bonds, Bob. So I'm way back, you know, in the past. But it's really cool to hear how these products come together. And I love the synergy that you created with Boomer Boost and barley and how the two of them effectuate each other's product so much better by using the two together. And I think everybody should try to get those two together. And the Boomer Boost and the barley, whether it's the Gladiator barley or whether it's the Heirloom barley, which is on sale at, I believe, at 50% off. So it's a real bargain. These specials, I'm glad you brought them. I love resveratrol. I've got that and take that. And I love the fact that it's designed with the quercetin in it so that it really helps effectuate and moves those older cells that are dying out of the way for new stem cells to create new cells in the body. So thank you, Bob, for that. Now, listen, this is how you get to the website. You go to bigcalluniverse.com, which is my site, and then at the top of the landing page, you'll see a banner that says Boomers. You click on it, it'll take you right in as a direct link to Bob's website. Once you get in, you start looking through the various products. You can pull down the product menu and see the on sale tab, which will give you all the sale items that we talked about tonight. It's hard to remember every sale and every percentage, but man, this is the way to go. So check that out. And then if you have any questions or you want to talk to them about anything that you're not aware of, you just call the 800 number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. Now, go ahead and take advantage of the sale or sales that you see. And most people just do it online, and they create their order, and they fill their cart, and they just check out and do it that way. And remember, subscribe and save is the way that you get products automatically once a month, and it's a great way so you don't have to really keep up with it. Let's say you start with Boomer Boost and Barley, and maybe you have some vitamin D3. You put that in, and then maybe you've got Biotrol, absolute winner, and maybe you use something like I do, Goodnight Formula. And you put those on AutoShip, and those come automatically once a month. And you've got a month's supply of each, and so that repeats and comes in every month. You don't have to worry about it. And that's the benefit of it. You get an extra 10% off for ordering it that way as an auto ship. And then you also now, I believe, Bob, can we still get an additional 10% on products that are added to an auto ship or a brand new auto ship person that's just now starting to do the subscribe and save for the first time?
No, that sale ended.
That is gone. Bruce. That ship has sailed. Okay. I'm sorry to bring that back up then. But it's still a good idea to put these products on subscribe and save so you don't have to worry about it. And it'll come to your house, and you can change the order if you need to. 3 days before, you'll get an email asking you if there's any change that you need to make in your subscribe and save order. And you can make it or just let it go, and it'll come automatically. Well, I like that idea. All right, so let's get in touch with Bob. Let's get in touch. Let him know if you're coming through for spring break or anything like that to Florida. You're going to be in South Florida on the west coast of Florida. Clearwater, St. Pete. He's in St. Petersburg on I was going to say Federal Avenue. It's not Federal Avenue. It's whatever avenue it is.
Central.
Yeah, Central Avenue. Yeah. You know, let him know. Let him know ahead of time. Give him a call. Give him the date that you expect to be there. And if at all possible, you can meet Bob personally and get kind of a tour of the place. And that's going to be a cool thing. So let him know ahead of time. All right. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. Let's go ahead and knock out this Intel segment. What's interesting about where we are is I have to think back to how much I've heard and not heard since our last call on Thursday night, right? 5 days, a lot has happened. A lot of information has come in. Some of it has invalidated itself with new information that superseded it. And I want you guys to realize that what I do is I get information usually cleared through one source, sometimes two, and it clears and it comes to me, and then I have to go, okay, how does this line up with the other things that we heard a day ago or 2 days ago? Can I resolve anything that wasn't clear with new information? And I go through and I listen to what there is and I try to vet the information as well as I can to check on it and see where is it coming through, what sources, and so on, because we have a lot of different sources that bring us information, even though it's getting tougher and tougher for certain types of banking sources and redemption center sources, because they're all under NDAs, new NDAs, and they really can't tell us much, if anything. It's very close. So I'll just tell you this much. We have, as of today, let me make this sure. Now, yesterday was Monday. As of yesterday, we have rates on redemption center screens, which was not on for 3 or 4 days prior. We had them on bank screens, and they're still on bank screens, but they were not on redemption center screens until yesterday at 9 in the morning. Now they're still on, but they want us to be, they being the Treasury, the government, however you want to look at it, they want us to be pleasantly surprised by very strong raids that are at the redemption centers. And I believe we will be very impressed with those raids. It's not about rates for us. If you're a ZIM holder, you know you're on par with the U.S. dollar. On par means the same value as. And then the other thing is, if you're looking at dinar, I've told you guys they plan to offer us a contract rate, which I told you last week was quite high, and I gave you the amount, roughly, the rough amount, if you had the intuition to figure it out. The other rates are very strong, and I myself think I know roughly where a few of them are, but I'm not even sure at this point. They could be even better than I thought they were. Now, the trick is going to be to just take the toll-free number when it comes in, and I'll talk about that in a moment. Take it, call the number, which will put you through a call center, possibly AI-controlled at first, and then it should transfer you to a live, real, live, breathing person at the Redemption Center that will help you to finalize your appointment at the zip code that you indicate when you first get on with your AI person, let's call it, okay? You have to give them two things, your name and your zip code. Now, they may ask for more than that, but that is what I believe you will need. Just basically two things, those two things, your name and your zip code for where you want to exchange. It could be near where you live, it could be near where you work, or it could be a completely different area because you're traveling and you're in a different state. That's possible too, but you just need to find out what the zip code is in that area you want to be. So that gets you into the system. You go ahead and speak to the person. Shouldn't take more than a minute, two at the most, to get what you need from the person as the person finishes up with you setting the appointment. Appointments are supposed to be about no longer than 30 to 40 minutes, and they've allotted an extra 10 minutes as a buffer between appointment times. Okay, so you should have appointments every 50 minutes as a result. 40 to get everything done, and 10-minute buffer between the next person coming in. So you get out of there, the new person gets in, they reset whatever they need to do on the de la rue machine, the computers and all that, and they're ready to go. Okay? So that's going to be cool. Now, once they get started, I'll tell you when I think that is, but once they get started, they will continue to see us to do appointments to exchange and redeem the ZIM for at least 2 weeks. Some redemption centers are going to go 19 days. Some might just need to go a week. It all depends on the demographics in the area we're talking about. There are certain parts of the country where there are not that many ZIM holders. There are not that many currency holders. Other parts, like Florida, have a lot. They have the most ZIM holders. Texas has the second most ZIM holders. California has the third most ZIM holders. And then we go to other states beyond that. So it's all good. Just realize if you're in Florida, you know, just do your best to set your appointment and realize there are a lot of people in Florida that have ZIM. And that's a priority thing. Obviously, they want the ZIM because of the huge value in those notes. Okay, you can have one note, one $10 trillion note, and be golden. You could have a 50T or a 100T or multiple trillions of notes, and you're going to be in great shape. It's hard to imagine, really, how much we're talking about. But let's do it this way. Let me tell you, we have... Today, everybody, all the redemption centers are fully staffed. All the currencies are live on the screens. and we're really ready to get started. We had a possibility of getting notified this evening after 6 o'clock, and I didn't buy that was going to happen. But tomorrow, it looks like, from what we're hearing, tomorrow is Wednesday. We should get notified. Maybe it's before or maybe it's by noon tomorrow, and then we should set our appointments and start exchanges on Thursday. That's what we've heard so far, and that's what I'm going with as far as that goes. Now, the only other thing I'm going to tell you tonight is when it comes to us getting in touch with you after this goes, I'm going to make the assumption that we might have a quick celebration call Thursday night. If we get these numbers tomorrow and we start our exchanges Thursday, I hope that we're still allowed to do one last call live, which would be a celebration call. Okay, so I'm gonna schedule that and believe that that's going to happen. Same time, same station, Thursday night. Now, obviously, if we don't get the numbers for some reason tomorrow, then we will do a normal call, or don't get them Thursday morning for some reason, then we will do a normal Thursday night call. But at this point, from what I'm hearing, we should be celebrating tomorrow and Thursday night, but we'll do the call Thursday night, assuming that we have numbers and we've actually set our appointments and gone in for some exchanges and redemption of Zim. Okay, let's see, one more thing. When it comes to us being in contact with you, you know, we have bigcalluniverse.com, which you should be registered on. All you do is use your email to register. And we will be in touch with you after the 800 number comes out. It'll be on the website. And we'll also send out an email to you with the 800 number. So look for both of those, and you'll probably get your email from Wells Fargo tomorrow anyway and see that before we have it, unless something weird happens and I get it early for some reason. But at this point, we don't expect that. So we'll see what happens on that. The other thing is, after this goes, we need time to do everything like you guys are going to do. We need time to look and lock in some real estate. We need time to possibly get a new car or whatever. We need time to maybe take a week's vacation somewhere. All of that could take a little time. Plus, we've got to build out a couple of our websites, which is going to take a little time, but we're going to let you know how it's going. So you guys, I want to do an interactive website for Rebuild America where you can go online on our site and you can pick up the questionnaire, which might be 15 to 20 questions that you fill out online and then submit it so we can learn a little bit more about how you want to participate with us in Rebuild America. We'll know basically your level of interest. We'll know where in the country you are. We'll know what you might have in the way of special abilities or talents to put toward it. I mean, these type of questions, very simple. Obviously, the part of the country, maybe list three towns or communities or cities that you want to be involved with in Rebuild, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's going to be cool. We'll knock it out. We're not going to make it super long, but I'm thinking 10 questions, maybe 20. So we'll see how that comes together with the guys that are building out the site. We got to do that for you. And then we're going to do anything that Bob and I do, and maybe Sue will want to chime in too, on podcasts about Rebuild America, about the Veterans Retreat Network, about the Pastoral Retreat Network, about Rebuild International, all of those four project areas that I've chosen, I'll do a podcast on, and it might just be on one. One could be an overview on all of them, and another podcast could be separate. what I'll do is I'll send you an email, or our team will send you an email, and we will put a link on that in that email that you click on, and then boom, you can listen to it at your own pace and know what we're talking about and keep up with us as we move forward. It's going to be a great time. Looking forward to it. I expect you guys to take at least 2 weeks to a month to get your stuff together and to, you know, get used to the idea of the new wealth, to get used to the idea of either fixing up your home or moving or buying new real estate or whatever, new car, whatever you're looking to get, you know, whatever you're looking to do. And most of you guys will probably want to take a vacation if you haven't had one in a while, right? If you haven't had one, you want to get out of Dodge and get out of the cold and go to Florida or go to the Caribbean or something, you know, or go to, on a cruise ship, whatever it is you like that you may not have done. This is a new way to enjoy the new wealth before we get cranked up on our projects. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We plan to get together regionally across the country, a little bit regionally. And so I'll let you know how that's going to work out. That would be in a podcast that we would talk about. All right? So let's do this. Make sure you're registered on bigcalluniverse.com with your email, and that's the only way we'll have to be in touch with you. Because we're not going to do any more live calls. If we get the numbers, we won't do any more live calls. After Thursday, that'll be just a short, may not even be live. It could be a recorded celebration call. We'll see. We'll plan to do it live right now. So be prepared for that. What else? What Sue's offering, two options. One, the MedBed 100, which is your two-night class on the MedBeds and the 65 options that they've come up with to offer or to opt for, in your case, in the interview process and how that's going to work for the MedBeds. Very important to get. I highly recommend everybody get that, MedBed 100. And the other thing is the last leadership class, the Quantum Leader Future Founder. Quantum Leader, you just need to put quantum in the subject line, in the subject line. Just put quantum. And send an email to Sue. That's also $100. Each one is $100. $100 for the MedBed 100 and $100 for this final quantum class, all right, which is two classes. So you want to send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com, integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com, and then put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email so she'll have a way to text you if she needs you. Let her know if you have PayPal to pay. If you don't, she can send you a PayPal invoice, and you can still pay it that way, okay? So even if you don't have PayPal, you still have a way to handle it that way, through an invoice. Yep, send that off to her tonight so she can start compiling that and get that ready tonight and tomorrow. And then that's what you want to do. You want to get one or both of those two options, the MedBed 100 and or the Quantum Leader class. All right, so I wanted to tell you guys all that. I'm excited. Again, I cannot say I'm calling it, but this is the next best thing. I know, guys, sometimes we've been there thinking we're right there, right at it. And remember, I'm bringing you the best intel that's out there, but it does not always come true. So just realize we think this is looking very, very good. We're told by a Treasury source. This is a new person in the new U.S. Treasury, told our guys yesterday. He said, this will be a glorious week. And, of course, we didn't realize at that time that we're looking at Wednesday, Thursday, but that's what it looks like right now. Wednesday notifications, set appointments, exchanges start Thursday. That's what we've got right now at this time. So I want to let you guys know that. Appreciate you listening in for the past start of 14 years now. We finished 13 years at the end of 24, and we started, well, we're 2 months in this year, aren't we? Well, we're in our second month of the 14th year of the Big Call. So take a look at the website that Bob has. Take a look at BigCallUniverse.com. Click on the banner at the top to get into Bob's site and send Sue an email for MedVed 100 and also the Quantum Leadership Class, Quantum, in the head, in the subject line, okay? Do that. Do it now. And I want to thank Sue and Bob, and GCK. Thank you, Jeannie. Pastor Scott, continued healing for you. You should be home now from rehab, as far as I know. And praying for Brian as well, guys. Keep Brian in your prayers. We're not quite sure how he's doing. We're going to pray for him. And anybody else that you can think of, continue to pray for Bob's healing. He's doing better, and I believe he's on his way out. So we'll continue to lift Bob up, and thank you guys so much. Thank you, Satellite Team, for getting this call out all over the globe in so many different languages with that special software. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening. Some of you, since the very first call, December 28th of 2011. Wow, that's been a while. That's right. We're in our 14th year. So thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. God bless you. Let's go ahead and find the phone and then light it up and then turn off the recording. God bless you guys. Talk to you soon.